We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are in the middle of the 16 questions that Rava asked Rabbi Bar Mare for a Mekar for 16 different things, and we're on the number 15. It's three lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. Omle Rava Rabbi Bar Mare, Noah Milsa, how do we know this saying, the Amri Inchi, Kadavin and Zutri, when we were younger, Lagavri, they considered us like a hush of a people. Hashto the Kashishna, now that we got old, Lodardagi, they treat us like children. Where's the Makar for this? Omalei Mikara Ksiv, it says, by Klal Yisrael, by beginning, when they left Mitzrayim, Vashem, Hoylech Lefneim, Yoimam, Bamud Onon, Lechois Maderech, Velayla Bamud Eish, Lor Lehem, when the Eden left Mitzrayim, beginning of Parash B'Shalach, it says that Hashem went in front of them by day with the Amud Onon, and at night with the Amud Eish, Lahar Lehem. So Hashem, Mekvayd V'atzmai, was Moylech these clouds and the fire in front of Klal Yisrael, and it says at the end, when they raided Chatom after the Chet HaEgel, it says, Hine Anoichi Sholeach Maluch Lefanech L'Shmarcho B'Derech, Ulevi'ach L'Malk Ma'asher Achinoisi. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem said, no, I'm not going to be here anymore, I'm going to send my Malach, because Hashem was scared they're going to do Chatom again, and therefore Hashem said, I'll send the Malach. So you see, when they were younger, they were treated more chashiv, and then they got older. So this is the Makar for that saying. The Gra says that there's a remez, a musav remez here, that when a person's younger, he's not so confident in himself, and therefore he relies more on Hashem. And therefore Hashem gives him a special hashgacha pratis, because he's relying on Hashem. He's more betuach in Hashem. He's not betuach in himself. When he gets older, sometimes a person's very confident. He thinks, oh, I don't need Hashem anymore. I can do whatever I want. And that's why Hashem, kavayachal, drops him, because he's not betuach in Hashem so much. That's what the Gra wants to explain this Gemara. Zoktik Maravaiter for number 16. Omalei Rab Rava the Rabbi Mamari. No, Milsa Dami and she. How do you know this saying that people say? Bosa Mari Nixi Tzivi Mashach Mashach Tzivi Mashach. That someone was very rich, so there's always fat around him or little pieces of skin. Some have tied that way, which means that if you hang around wealthy people, something will rub off on you. You get some money from that. So where's the makar for that? Omalei Dixiv. It says that Avram Avinu was very, very wealthy, and Loit, who hung around Avram, got a little stuff from that also. That Loit became wealthy just from hanging around with Avram. So you see from here, this saying, that what people say is that hanging around rich people is very good for Panasa, and something can rub off on you. Omar Avcharam. So that's the end of those 16 memories that we were brought in because of the story with Avimelech and Sarah. And now we're going to continue with another memory that has to do with the story with Avimelech and Avram and Sarah. Amrav Chanan, Hamoise din al Chaveiroi. So this memory has to do with Sarah, but it's before Avimelech. Amrav Chanan, Hamoise din al Chaveiroi. Someone who davens to Hashem, that Hashem should give a oinish to the person who hurt him, who nerash trila. If he's Moise din al Chaveiroi, he gets oinish first. Shinam is in the Pasuk that when Sarai got upset at Hagar, she told Avraham, "V'toymer Sarai el Avraham, chamasi alecha." And he said and she complained about, and she davened that Hashem against Hagar. It says the pasuk, "V'toymer Sarai el Avraham, chamasi alecha, anuches hashpas bechecha, v'terek yiras ve'ikam ena." Yishpait Hashem beinib enecha. The pasuk says at the end, "Yishpait Hashem beinib enecha." She says she davened to Hashem. Hashem should take Hagar to din. And what happened? You see that Sarah died first, so you see that someone was Moise din al-Chaveiroi who nerash tchila. And the Gemara says, Dafka v'hani mili de'isa dayin abara. It's only if you have a place to go, if you have a bezdin to go, you're not allowed to daven that Hashem should give the person einish. You should go to the bezdin you have in this world. But if you don't go to bezdin and you daven to Hashem, then you get einish. But if there's nothing else, if Adi Lai, there's no other choice, if Adi Lai daven to Hashem, Hashem should take care of this problem and get rid of the person who's bothering you. So Shaila only is, so what was Sarah supposed to do? Who was around? Which bezdin was around at the time to take care of the argument between her and Hagar? Zaka tap taisvis, of may Sarah, your bezdin shall shame kayim. In the time of Sarah, bezdin shall shame was kayim, so she should have gone to the bezdin of shame, and she should not have said, Yishpait Hashem, b'nivei necha. Amrav Yitzchak, same idea. Oyloi lechoyek yoysem and anitzak. That's terrible for the choyek, more than the nitzak. The person who screams to Hashem is worse than the person who he's screaming about. Tainam ha'chilun to the braisa. a makar for this. Echra tzoyik vecha nitzak b'mashma el shemaharam litzoyik yoyisim and nitzak. And this brayse is going on the pasuk that says some parashas mespatim. It says im anasana oisoy, if you chepper those the yisoyim kiim tzoyik tzak alai shemayesh matzak kosoy. If they're going to scream to me, I'm going to hear their screams. V'chori api v'rakti eschem. And the lashon of pasuk is v'rakti eschem. They are both are going to die. The person who screamed and the nitzak. So that's what Bryce means. They're both mashma on the pasuk eschem, both tzoyik and the nitzak, the screamer and the one who's being screamed about. They're both included in that pasuk. Elosh maharim tzoyik yisim min nitzak. Just Hashem gives the oynish to the tzoyik faster than the nitzak, because again, like we said before, hamoisa dinah chaveroi. Who nanash tchila, and the proper thing to do is not to scream to Hashem that Hashem gives you that person an inish. You should go to a bezdin and let bezdin take care of it in this world and not be moisir to Shemai. Vom Rav Yitzchak, lo'olam, this is back to Avimelech, lo'olam, al te'kil his hedit kal beinecha. A klala of a hedit, you don't take it lightly. Even though the person giving klala is not a big rebbe, is not even a big tzaddik, still, a klala from a person is not be taken lightly, any person. Sharei Avimelech, kila asara. Avimelech gave Sarah a klala when she was leaving the sky in Bezara, and it was mekuyim by her children. She never says in the pasuk that when Avimelech sent Sarah away, he says, "Well, Sarah Amar, hini nesati elef kesef lachich. I gave 1,000 kesef to your brother, which is to Avraham Avinu. Hine hu lach kesus einayim lechol asher yitoch ves kol v'nechachas." And we darshan, what does it mean? Ksus enayim. Amalah, hoil v'chasisa mimani. Since you covered for me, and you claimed that you were married, loygalisa shu ishach, and you didn't let me know that Avram is your husband. V'goramta elai hatzar hazeh. You caused me all this pain, because like we learned in yesterday's daf that the otzar samakavim, a lot of pain. I said because of you. Why don't you just tell me the truth? So he rotzen zokta amelch gave his call to Sarah. He rotzen shiu lacha. Bonai kisui enayim. You should have children with covered eyes who can't see. And what happened? V'skayim v'zara. Taka was mekuyim by her children. The chesiv says in the pasuk by Sarah's child Yitzchak. It says v'hiki zaki Yitzchak v'techena einav mirois. He couldn't see anymore. So you see, the klala of Avimelech was mekuyim. Avada. We know Rashi says that it happened from certain sibus, either from the malachim crying or from the smoke of Avizar of Esav. But in any case, it wouldn't have happened without the klala as well. So you see, the klala of Avimelech was mekuyim. So the Gemara writer, Omar Rab Avo, lo'olam yeh odom min haradofim, ve'loy min haroidfim, she'en lecho nirdaf ba'oifois yoysim et ha'irim avnei yoyno, ve'chshir nekos v'gar mizbeach. It's always good to be from the person who people are being chased, and not the people who chase other people, not the chasers. Why? We find the oifois, the most lowest oifois, that all the other oifois, they run after them, are the ta'irim and the bnei yoyno. These turtle doves, and the bnei yoyno, the doves, these small little birds that the big birds eat them up. Still, they are the ones that are kosher for carbon. Mechshirim, the kosher for carbon. Those are only birds that are kosher for carbon. These birds that are kosher for carbon. So you see, the Akadosh Baruch Hu likes the nedofim. So even though these birds are nedofim, they're still the ones that are kosher l'mizbeach. Ad kan, I got it to Gemara. Now I'm going to have to go back to the Mishnah and pshat in our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah that if someone says, blind my eye, the loch is, even if I told you to do it, you're chai. And if I say, I'm an ass, that you should be potter, you're still chai. But if I say, rip my clothing or break the barrel, then you're chayiv. But if I say, you're going to be a potter, I'm an ass that you should be potter, then you're potter. So the shaila is, why does a t'nai work by mammon and does not work by the physical harm? Why there doesn't work? Zok to Gemara. What's the difference between the sefer? What's the difference? Why dear Amnas lift our works and why dear does not work? The Gemara is tired right now is that we don't believe him. When it comes to his body parts and he's Michael, we don't believe he's really Michael. And therefore, if he says Potter, we don't believe him. And therefore, you're still Chayv. Masha'in came by mom and you believe him. And a person is moichel on his tzar, the title of the braisa, he can't eat patani. You say, tell the guy, he give me a zetz. I'm an ass lifter, potter, you taka potter. So why do we say we don't believe him? Just like we say we don't believe him there, so say we don't believe him here either when you hurt me. Say the works, the tonight works, ishtik, he's quiet. Omar, so he said to him, midish milach ba'od, you have answered it? You asked him his kasha. So, yes, Rava didn't have a tarot, says Kasha. So Rav said this chilek in Odomaychal al Rashi Avarim, and Rav Asi asked him that. What do you mean? What's the difference from this brisa? The brisa says you could pater on physical harm. You are believed to say that I'm an ass lifter. That I mean that you should be pater. You are believed to that. So what's the difference between a brisa and our Mishnah? So Rav was quiet. So Rav says to Rav Asi, you have a teretz minish milik mawa. You have a teretz as kasha. I'm a lehok and Rav Sheshes from Pekam is facha. Which means like this, that really, you are an MSA Manas lifter. But there's a big difference between knocking out an eye or just bruising me. I can be Michael. The problem is, a person without an eye is not good for the whole family. You can't be Michael something for the family. So therefore, if I tell you, you can knock out the eye and you don't have to pay, you're still chayav because then you have begam mizbacha. That's terrorist number one. Rava is another terrorist. Rava amma amishim sheno da Michael Rosh Yavaram shalai. Another terrorist like this, the difference in Rosh Yavaram and there's a difference in Rosh Yavarim and bruising. By Rosh Yavarim, you're not Michael. But on a bruise, you could be Michael. That's Teretz number two. Rabbi Yechon Amar, that both of them, you could be Michael if you want. They're both equal. But it depends how you said the yes. Rabbi Yechon Amar, yesh hein shei kulav, v'yesh lav shu kehein. Which means like this. If someone says, knock out my eye. I said, knock out my eye. So the guy said, will you potter? So the guy says, yes. So then you potter. But if he goes like, yes, what he means to say is, you crazy? That's what he means to say, yes. So sometimes hain can mean yes, and sometimes it means no. So yes, hain shukalav, yes, lav shukahain. So that's the pshat. Armish says that you are not potter, is where he said yes in the Lashon of Bithmi. I said, yes, that's why you're not potter. The Braisa says, Akandi Pitsani, I'm not lifter to be potter. There, the pshat is that there he said, yes, the regular. So Rashi says, why do we say this in cases? Rashi says, Urkh the Milzanaka. That usually the solid yes will be faster when it comes to hurting someone than it comes to Rashi Yavarim. So that's why it said it that way. But really, Allah is the same thing. Tainam Hakh, the Braisa like that. The Kani Pitsani, I'm not lifter. I'm like, hey, and he says, yes. Hare yes, hein shuk alav. Some hein's like a lav. If he says like this, hein? Yeah, really? You think I really want to hurt you? No way. You think it'd be potter? That's what it means, hein. That's like a lav. What about Koraz Ksusi? He says, rip my clothing. When I slip to him, I'm lav. He says, no. Hare lav shuk hein. Sometimes a lav can mean yes. Because lav will mean no? Yeah, I'm telling you to rip it. Of course it'll be potter. So no means like, yeah. He says, the guy says, I'm going to be potter. So you say, no? Yeah, of course you need potter. So you see, it depends on the tone of the voice. So the bottom line is, we had a kasha, what's the difference between mamon and the case of mamon and the physical? So the Gemara's teretz was that the chilek is that the guy's not Michael Rosh Yavarim. Frankly, Gemara Ayit says, you could be Michael. So Gemara had three terutzim. Either pshat is that you rather could be Michael, and the reason why by the knocking out the eye, it's a problem because Pekam Hashpacha. Teretz number two was because it's Rosh Yavarim, different than Stam getting hurt. When you get hurt, you can talk about Michael, but the missing Rosh Yavarim, you're not really Michael. And third teretz is that it depends on the tone of voice you use. Avada, if you use a regular tone of voice, then itaka could be potter. But if you use the bitmiyo, then it does not mean potter. Zot mar vayte. Shavar es, and yeah, zot mis vayte. Shavar es kadi koras ksuzi chay. The halacha is, if someone says, break my barrel or tear my clothing, the loch is yichayiv, unless they say, I'm not shul potter, the loch is yichayiv. Unless they say, the p'tanai, yichayiv, break the gemara, v'raminu, that's v'kasho. It says in the pasuk that if you give kelim to someone to watch, kiitin ish al re'eyu kesef akeim l'shmar, v'gunu beise ish, the loch is yichayiv to pay. And you make a drush like this, that the only time a guy is chayiv to watch something and is chayiv for damages is only if it's given to him to watch. Lishmar, v'loy la'abed, if you give it to him to destroy, he's not chayiv. Or lishmar v'loy kroya, I give it to him to watch, but not to rip it. If you give it to rip it, he's not chayiv. Lishmar v'lechalak aniyim, if I give it to him to give out to aniyim, the same thing, because I'm relinquishing my rishus over it, and the aniyim don't have a tviyah, because which aniyim was supposed to go to, therefore you're potter. So the kasha is, the Bryce says, mefurish, if I give something to someone and let him rip it up, there's no chayiv to pay for it. So why here, when I say, tell someone he could rip my thing, and he takes it and rips it, why is he chayiv? He's not a shomer. Why should he be chayiv? So the Gemara, Amrav Huna, Loi Kasha. It depends. Hod Osel Yodei? Hod Osel Yodei. if it came to his hand already as being a shomer, and you told him when you're giving him as a shomer, by the way, you're allowed to rip it, then you chayiv. Why you chayiv? I told him I'm allowed to rip it. Because I'm just telling him I'm allowed to rip it like this, saying here, watch it for me. Oh, it's a big favor? No, it's not a big favor, because even if you get ripped, it's fine, I don't care. That's what you mean to say. You're trying to make him feel good. Like Tosfos says, look at the fourth line of Tosfos. He says, You shouldn't be worried about it. But if he didn't come to him there, Shmira, he just told him here you could rip it, and it didn't come to his hand, but Torah's Shmira at all, so then that's the halacha when you are a potter. So pray to Gemara, but it doesn't sound like that. So the reading first. I'm going to look cash. How does yodeh? How does yodeh? Either you picked, you took it. You took it, or you didn't take it. If you took it already, then it's a chiyuv shmirah. I'm like Rava Lishmar. The also yodeh mashma. It's mashma Lishmar the also yodeh. And they were saying, if I gave it to you la'abed, even the also yodeh, it's still potter. It's mashma even by also yodeh, it's still potter. Elam Rava. How about also yodeh? About that it came to your hand. Difference is like this. For like cash, how the also yodeh teres shmirah, the also yodeh teres kriya. Difference is like this. If it comes to your hand as a shomer, and then a few minutes later I tell you you're allowed to rip it, then it's pashut. What I'm telling you is that just, you know, you don't have to be so medactic on it. But if when I gave it to you, b'shas when I gave it to you, I told you, you don't have to, you're allowed to rip it, then the halacha is you are potter. So if I, even though I gave it to you to watch, but if I gave it to you in your hand to watch, and b'shas ma'isa, I told you, you're allowed to rip it, the halacha is you're not chayiv. That's the bottom line. The only time you chayiv is if you first took a Torah Shmira, then afterwards, I told you you could rip it. There, I mean to say that I'm not going to be so medactic with you. That is the way Tosfos learns our sugya. There is a Baal Amar that learns the sugya entirely different. And he says, his chilek is, just since it's maybe bothering you, so I'll speak out what the Baal Amar says, that he says the chilek is between the two cases are that you're right, I don't have to watch it. That means if it gets stolen under my guard, it's fine. If it gets ruined under my guard, it's fine. But who's that? I can rip it by hand. Rip it be a dayim already without someone saying I'm an ass lifter. Who say you're potter for that? And that's the chilek between the two cases. The case of our Mishnah Zichayev is ripping it be a dayim. The case of the Raminu was that it was you gave it to him and he said, let him rip it, and then it got stolen, then you're potter. That's the chilek between two cases. That's the Baal Amar learns. But in any case, we went with Taisha's Pshat as we learned the Sugya. One more Gemara. Who Arnika did stalker the Osu the Pumpadisa? There was a Arnika to the tzedakah, which means a wallet of tzedakah that came to Pumbedisa. After Rav Yosef gave it to Gabra, so Rav Yosef gave it to a certain person to watch. Pashabe, and he was pesheya. He didn't watch it well, and also gavi gavua and Garavim stole it. Chayve Rav Yosef. Rav said you chayev. Why you chayev? Because you have to watch it. You are pesheya. I'm like Abaye. By Tanya, didn't learn a brisa lishmar v'lechalak aniim. That if I give you something that doesn't belong to me, and I say it's not mine, it belongs to the aniim, then you're not chayiv because aniim is a mama in she'in lo tovim. There's no which ani to say it's his. It belongs to any ani. I said I would have given a different ani. So how is it possible to be chayiv? It's a mama in she'in lo tovim. There's no one who could be today and claim it's his. On Malay, ani pumbedisa make it kayitz luhu v'lishmahu. The aniim and pumbedisa are different. There they have a set amount they get every week. It's a set allowance. And there's a moment of him. Every ani in Pumbedisa has allowance coming to him. So they could come and say, that is my money. And therefore, the halacha is, you're chayiv, you know, usually by chalak aniyim is potter, because ain't like tovim. But here there is tovim, there is people who can be tevea, because in Pumbedisa, it's set amount to each ani, and therefore they can be tevea how much you owe them, because that's how much tzedakah you owe them. Hadron alach, because that's what Stokka was owned in this Arnika, was owned by those Aniyim, because it was set to those Aniyim, and therefore they could teveya from this Shomer that it was stolen. Hadun Aloch, Perak Achoyvel, Beli Neder, for those that finished it.